T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For tickets and more info, visit phillies.com/HellaMegaTour.
Huh?
Yeah, whatever.
Roll that out. What's that web address again?
Phillies.com/HellaMegaTour.
I bet you're a big Green Day fan, right?
Put at the end of these things, like, Google it. No, I'm not familiar with. I've heard of
Green Day.
I've heard of Green Day.
Weezer.
I've been called Weezer.
Geezer.
Or Geezer.
No, I call you
that's
Geezer.
Right.
Geezer.
Oh, they're saying it in my bad ear. That's what I was thinking. It was Weezer. And Fallout Boy. Familiar?
I've heard of them. Yes. Yeah? Yeah, I've heard a few of their. I don't know what they've done lately, to be honest with you. But
about as much as I have.
Wow, they haven't done anything.
Yeah, no,
they
haven't.
We actually have a pair of tickets to give away to that exact tour that Larry Anderson is talking about. Is it a tour?
Or
is
it a tour?
It is.
Yeah.
At Citizens Bank Park.
The Hella Megatour.
Well, Larry Anderson will be there. Now, Larry, is that Hella with 2 L's, 3 L's, or 1 L?
I have no idea. I'm getting to the point in the season where I don't know which way is up or down. I find out Thursday during the game that I'm not working the weekend against the Boston series. I had no idea I wasn't working. I should have had an idea when I read the one read that I do that says Boston coming in Saturday and Sunday and giveaways for this and that. And then at the end, my boss put, and I'll be watching at home with Lexi. And I'm like, well, I didn't
otherwise,
read that
you would have
part,
shown up at the park.
It didn't make any sense to me, so I didn't read it because I was assuming I'm going to be at the park. Well,
right.
Found out throughout that day that I wasn't going to be at the park. So.
Right. Well, there you go, L.A.
Oh, we missed you at the park.
I bet you didn't miss being at the park for those two games, by the way, L.A.
Well, I mean, if you're going to miss games, I would prefer to miss games that we lose.
Correct.
I would prefer to be there when we're winning, and so that's why I'm going to Washington for 5 games, because if they take care of business like they did last night, they do that the next 2 nights in Boston, take care of business in Cleveland, and then go to Washington, hey, I'm there for 5 wins.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, obviously it's not set up in the Phillies' favor to make the playoffs at this point, Larry, but a win last night was important. And like you said, they have 5 against the Nationals, so there's a couple teams ahead of them. They gained a game last night. They're 4 games out right now. I'm not saying that a run is likely, but there's also just something that tells me it's not as over as we think it is yet.
No, it's definitely not, because I mean, there's no question that this is a tough road trip, and you know, going against the Braves, and then Cleveland's what, they're a game out or half game out, and they're second wild card,
right.
So they're right in the middle of it, and then going to Washington, who, you know, they've played so well, and they got everybody healthy, or most of their guys healthy, or back in the lineup, and they're an offensive machine to me. But we haven't won 5 games in a row this year. It can happen. It's like most teams at this point have won 5 games in a row.
Right.
I mean, this team hasn't gone on a roll. It's, you know, if they can get on a roll, I mean, I know it's a stretch. You know, come, if you look at it like saying, well, this is what the team has done for 5.5 months, but now these last 2 weeks, we're really going to turn it on. I mean, that, come on. The team is what it is. It's not better than it's showing, and it's not, it is what it is. I mean, how can you say it's any different after 5.5 months? It's different than what it is. It is what it is. And so, you know, that's where I found it kind of, I don't know, not disconcerting, but, you know, listening to reading Kapler's comments that, hey, we're going to fight and scratch because these last 14 games are important. I mean, hey, isn't every game important? Games are important in June, too. Don't you want to fight and scratch? I mean, I'm just saying that stuff shouldn't have to be said. It's if you're 14 out, I mean, you're 14 games left and you're 4 games out, you shouldn't have to have a lot of talk about what you need to do.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So you set up with Eflin tonight, Nola. Eflin's actually pitched pretty well. Nola tomorrow. So if there's 2 games that you're going to win, you get 2 pretty good shots here with Eflin and Nola.
I think our matchups weren't bad. I thought yesterday's matchup was our worst.
Mm-hmm.
I really did, because of Vince's tendency to not go deep in games and then having to rely on a bullpen for, you know, 6-7 innings if that was the case. But he, you know, he did a great job getting through that first inning, keeping it at two runs, and then, you know, settling in. So, but it's still, that's asking the bullpen to do an awful lot, and, you know, they already know the offense has to really pick it up. So we'll see. But it's not that it can't be done.
I tell you, Vince has us scratching our head again, L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, this team is, I think, 9-3 in his last 12 starts. What are we watching right here with Vince Velasquez right now?
I think we're watching a guy that's you know, scraping and struggling and clawing to hold down a fifth spot in a rotation. Yeah. I don't see anything better than that. I really don't. 'Cause, and not to say he can't become a number three or a number, who knows, he could become a number one. But, you know, for 4 years, we've watched a guy throw 100 pitches for five innings, period. I mean, that's just about what you're getting. And if you want, you know, in the game nowadays, the way that it's being managed around baseball, I guess if you get five innings from a starter, you're happy. It's kind of how they're looking at it. I personally think you put a lot of pressure on a bullpen. If you get, you know, you get five starters that go five innings, you better have a bullpen that has rubber arms and it can pitch every day, because that's what it's going to come down to.
Yep.
Let me ask you this, L.A., real quick about that, because I'm wondering if should we be, I don't know if concerned is the right way, or just be alert or aware. Aware is the word I'm looking for. That the game could be trending this way. There may be so few good pitchers out there that now we're asking these guys to give us five innings and then making it a bullpen thing. Is that a trend that could be headed for baseball?
Let's go with concern. Okay.
Yes.
If that's what's happening, that's concern for me.
Well, do you think there's enough good pitchers that can give you six plus innings in baseball as a whole, not just with the Phillies, just around the league?
Well, I think part of it is the development. Okay. I mean, you know, if you have to stress guys throwing strikes, and they, to me, you have to get away from this radar gun. That's all that anybody cares about. 95 to 100. I'm sick and tired of seeing guys throw 95 to 100 that throw, you know, 3 out of 8 pitches or 10 pitches for strikes.
Yeah, that's how they get drafted, right? From their 16 years old, they're being taught to velocity, and that's why they're getting drafted. That's why they're getting signed in bonuses. That's why their elbows are blowing up.
And they're getting moved up, like, and not to, you know, go back to everybody should spend 10 years in the minor leagues, but I, for myself, and it wasn't all at once, but it was up and down over the course of a number of years. But I spent 9.5 years in the minor leagues. I played 6 years of winter ball. That's 15 and a half years, 14 and a half years of experience of, or six, 16 and a half, 15 and a half years of experience that I had that helped me to end up pitching until I was 40, because I figured things out, you know, over, through all that.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are pitching, you know, they're throwing 200 innings and they're in the big leagues. And it's like, well, when are you going to learn how to pitch? Mm-hmm. And are we teaching everybody how to pitch at this level? I don't know. I would hope that there would be enough pitching. I mean, I look at it right now, the way it is right now. If I look at baseball and look around all of baseball and look at bullpens and starting rotations and that, my first thought is, wow, we need to cut back to about 24 teams so we can have good pitching on every team.
Right.
I'm telling you, people will tell me I'm crazy, I'm nuts, this and that, but there's just not enough good pitching out there, period.
Nope.
Look around the league. How many guys you see at the big leagues that shouldn't be here?
Right.
I'm pretty sure we could come up with one on every staff,
probably more.
Yeah. No, no question.
Yeah.
No question. But you deal with what you got, and everybody's going through the same thing, and that's right. That's right. For me, it's like we have to develop. You have to develop pitchers in your organization. You have to.
Yep. And they need them. L.A., something tells me when we talk to you next Wednesday, this team's going to have a fighting chance in the last however many games of the season. So
it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see what happens, because that'll be after the doubleheader.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So
we'll see.
We shall see.
We'll see. L.A., one last thing. You hurt Jack Fritz's feelings. Was this last week? I guess it was the last time you were on the show. that night on the broadcast that early on, because Jack was driving home, I was driving home, he texted me, he said, yeah, L.A. just kind of dissed the show on the air. And I said, what are you talking about? So let's listen. Let's listen. Play it, Jack.
Pretty good year. I didn't have those numbers. I mentioned that today doing a radio show.
See, now, Ike and I heard it, and we said, what are you doing? You're being too sensitive. But Jack's saying you should have given proper credit because you're a part of the show. You know, you've been on the show a couple of years. You're a big part of our baseball coverage.
I should have been on there with Ike and Reese. I mean,
yeah,
Ike Reese. Yeah, with Marsh and Reese. And but you know what? I feel funny, honestly. I, the reason I don't say it is because I feel funny saying I have a radio show. Like, instead of saying, no, I did a radio interview.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're modest. You don't want to brag about being a big part of our baseball coverage.
Well yeah. It's just, I just look at me. I get to do a show with these big time radio sports talk show hosts. And
who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
You know him. Come on, man.
We love you, L.A.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you next week, brother.
Yep. Talk to you next week.
There he is, L.A. See that?
You happy, Jack?
He felt satisfied. So listen, because the Phillies game isn't just on WIP, it's on the Phillies Radio Network, which is carried all over the place. So he's thinking like, well, if I start bragging about being on this show, people would be like, well, you know.
Right. What about our show?
Yeah, I'm in Lancaster. What do I care? Yeah, I'm in Scranton. What do I care? 888-729-9494. 888.
They can't get us on Scranton?
729. No, they should.
Not yet.
No, there's stations that are around the area that are definitely Philly sports fans that carry garbage ESPN programming.
Right.
The ESPN national programming that
nobody listens to.
You get it from Marks and Reese.
Come on, man.
We get Ike, we do a live show up there every week, right?
In Scranton?
No. A cool 3-hour drive. You should see Ike's face.
Scranton? Man.
All right, Marks and Reese, check this out.
It's a 3-hour drive?
At least for you? Oh, for you, longer than that round trip.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Back after this with Ike Reese, back in the Eagles stuff, but the latest on Jalen Ramsey. There's some smoke out there, and it concerns the Eagles, too. Some smoke out there as they're fire. The latest on Jalen Ramsey is coming up next.
Hey, don't miss out on limited time savings at the kickoff to savings event at Elite Acura. There's never been a better time to get behind the wheel of some of the hottest Acura models. The RDX, MDX, TLX, and more. Stop in and shop over 200 new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned Acuras, all priced to fit any lifestyle and any budget. Now, right now, they're making room for the brand new 2020 RDX lineup. That means they're moving every 2019 RDX. Take advantage of sweet savings on all new 2019 RDXs. And these deals won't last long. Guess what? It is time to talk about this week's Elite Athlete of the Week. Now, coming off of that big win last night, man, Phillies winning 5-4 in Atlanta. Give me the big bopper with the mustache. How about that? Reese Hoskins is my Athlete of the Week, getting the Phillies a win yesterday. Now, get to Elite Acura for limited time savings at the kickoff to savings event right now. Every 2019 RDX, it must be sold. Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage, located on Route 73 North and Maple Shade, or shop their entire inventory online at EliteAcura.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. And we'll get back to the phones. A lot of Eagles people want to talk, so hang tight. We promise you the latest on Jalen Ramsey, and we'll start with Ian Rappaport. Rap Sheet says, and this is a tweet, Ike. Says, with the Jags playing the Titans tomorrow night, a trade of Pro Bowl cornerback Jalen Ramsey prior to the game is unlikely. Friday is the most likely target date, sources say. They're not. Looks like the Jags are ready to make a move now. They're not going to try to see if where the market develops over the next couple of weeks. They want what they want now, and they're going to make the move.
Yeah, and I would say you can't play Jalen Ramsey tomorrow. If you're planning on trading Jalen Ramsey, he goes out there and plays tomorrow. What if he gets injured?
Yeah, in fact, if I'm Jalen Ramsey or the agent, I'm saying just deactivate me.
He sounds like he wants to play.
Right. Well, I mean, that's another reason why you want the guy. Yeah. That's why you want the guy.
But yeah, I wouldn't put him out there. It's almost like the Pelicans with Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
you know you're going to trade him, just shut him down the rest
of
the year.
Right. I mean, there's business and you know, the player wants to play, but if he tears his ACL or he misses...
Nobody gets anything.
Right. If he gets an injury that's a 4 to 6 weeks injury, and then the Chiefs say, no, it's off.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's just Jalen talking as a football player. His agent, if they've asked for a trade and his agent isn't demanding that they don't play him? What is his agent there for?
No, the agent has to be telling the Jags don't play him. Because, like, listen, they know. They say, listen, if you know a trade is likely after the game, then deactivate him. And they would probably agree.
Yeah, well, once the Jags have decided they're going to trade him,
right,
then they shouldn't want to play him either.
No way they should.
Because you'll kill his trade volume.
Here's the thing, you know, if this is the case, if Rapsy's right about a trade on Friday, mm-hmm. there's a team that has serious interest that's offered a serious package.
You're damn right.
And I'm sure the Chiefs are one of them. And I think the Eagles might be too, Ike, because this is part two of the story. Huh. Timmy McManus, ESPN, reports that Howie Roseman is in and has been doing his homework on Ramsey, according to his sources. He also did the same with Minkah Fitzpatrick, and he was traded to the Steelers. They probably thought, hey, a first-round draft pick's too rich for our blood for a guy we don't know if it's a natural corner.
Right.
You don't have those worries about Jalen Ramsey being a natural corner, man.
Mm-mm.
And there's no doubt in my mind that Howie values Jalen Ramsey like Joe Banner did, like Andy Reid did, like the old guard did, where you pay corners, you pay defensive ends,
oh, yeah.
you pay cornerbacks.
They value the position.
Offensive tackles.
Yes, they value that position. And
they know they need one.
This isn't just a corner that you're getting that's going to fit into your scheme. And this is a guy that has an opportunity to be a Hall of Fame player.
Took the words out of my mouth. As an Eagle.
As an Eagle.
Yep.
You traded for Jason Peters. He turned into a Hall of Fame left tackle.
Yep.
You got a chance to add a Hall of Fame caliber talent. Now, he has to go do the work.
Sure.
But that's the type of talent he has.
But Peters is a great comp, because I remember when they made the trade, it was a first round. Was it one first round?
It was one and something else.
And something else.
Yeah.
I remember saying, because he came from Buffalo. You don't pay attention to, but especially in those days. It's not red zone or the NFL's so much
red
bigger.
Red zone wasn't even invented back then.
Right. So I was like, all right, like, I guess it's a good trade.
Right.
And it was a tremendous move. That's unbelievable, right?
Yep.
So this guy's available. I'm not worried about two first-round draft picks.
No.
How about this? At all.
No.
At all.
I trade for him and immediately sign him to a 4 or 5 year extension.
Ike, it's a bargain. The only way you get players like this is in situations like this where he wants out and the Jags.
Yeah.
The Jags have screwed this up.
No, I agree.
The Jags have screwed this
up. Yes, he's a great player. They should have paid already.
You keep him happy.
Yeah, they should have paid already instead of taking him off. Him and Tom Coughlin are going back and forth. That Doug Marrone is a soldier of Tom Coughlin because Tom Coughlin hired Doug Marrone.
Yeah.
It's the whole Syracuse thing they got going. Syracuse, Boston College, whatever it is. Yeah. And then Jalen Ramsey is 24 years old. You have him under control already because Jacksonville picked up the fifth-year option. So you have him, that's 1 year. You give him a 4 year extension. Now you're giving him, all you're really giving him is a signing bonus. The average salary is kicked in 2 years
because
you still have the salary that's next year.
Howie will make it work.
In place already.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got this kid until he's 30 years old. And if you want to re-sign him at 30, you can if he's still worth it. But right now, in this window, you have an opportunity to have a franchise quarterback, a franchise defensive lineman, and a franchise lockdown corner.
Yep, you're right. No, but it changes the whole secondary. Because now you look at Jalen Mills. Hey, he can be a good number two. You look at Ron Darby. He can be a good number two. You look at Russell.
Hey, maybe he can be a good number two. Yes, they all bump down.
Avante more naturally in the slot.
Yeah.
He can play corner if Rodney. You know what I mean? Like, it just gives you your secondary looks deep.
Yes.
Because it's lacking that true number one corner.
And it's
a no-brainer for me.
And guess what? That dude, there is no move Julio over here, move DeAndre Hopkins over here, get him on Darby, because that dude follows the best wherever he goes.
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted out a stat before you go to the phone real quick.
What you got?
Because this will make people happy. This is from Pro Football Reference.
I love Pro Football Reference.
Right, right.
I was just there earlier. I was.
So the whole league. No, the NFL as a whole is averaging 7.5 yards per pass attempt this season. It's a passing league. We know you can throw the ball.
Right.
Right? Quarterbacks are averaging 4.6 yards per attempt when targeting a receiver covered by Jalen Ramsey. They're averaging 4.5 yards per attempt when they throw the ball at a receiver that's covered by Jalen Ramsey, when everybody else in the league is averaging 7.5
so
yards.
So it's a 3-point difference.
Out of seven,
it's almost 50%.
3 yards. Now, you may say, and that's through 2 weeks, right? We know it's a small sample size. Well, let's say, did he play against, I don't know, give me a quarterback. Give me somebody that's terrible. Can't throw the ball. Anyway, my point is, he played against duos Mahomes and Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins. He follows the best receiver. He doesn't take a playoff.
No.
So he's eliminating guys from the offense, forcing the quarterback to go other places with the ball.
Sure. Yeah.
When you shut down Houston's offense, when you hold when you hold DeAndre Hopkins to 40 yards on 5 catches, you know what you get? 13 points.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a chance to lose the game with a guy like Gardner Minshew as your quarterback, had Jacksonville converted a 2-point play.
It's unbelievable.
You may lose that game because you can't go to your best receiver.
Hmm.
He's locked down.
Yeah, no, get him. Go get him. Go get him.
Man, 24 years
it's,
old?
Like, it's a no-brainer. Two first-round draft picks, I don't care. You
can
get more than
that.
That's in the late 20s? You get more than that. I mean, you don't need to, but.
But do the Bears regret trading for Khalil Mack?
No.
Didn't they give up 2 first-round picks?
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't last year, that's for sure.
Right? No, I'm just saying.
And it's a better roster.
They got
by
a great
way.
Player.
Right.
My point is that they got a great player. They gave up 2 first round picks and signed him.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to the playoffs. Well, they went 12-4 with the guy.
No, but you're right. That's the comp, is that they didn't just trade for him and then say, all right, we got this good contract, let's go. They traded for him and gave him the most money ever.
Signed him immediately.
They did. Nah, man. Go get him. Let's go to Davon, Newark, Delaware. Davon, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you guys taking my call.
Appreciate you.
What's up, Dave?
I got nothing much. I got 3 points. My first point I want to make, I want to let you know the LTBB shirts, they will be out. I'm getting them prepared.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
We got a little business,
so we got a heat press. So I'm getting the vinyl and everything now. I'm working on it. As soon as they get out, you're getting the first one, guaranteed.
All right. Appreciate that.
And I want to just speak on this whole McCown thing. Like you said, man, 24 freaking yards. The Carson Wentz that we got on Sunday was a competitive Carson Wentz. He was mindful of his body, but he was still competitive. If he's not competitive, it's not a 24-20 game.
Mm-hmm.
It's no way near that game. He has to be competitive when the rest of the team was not there for him. Like you said, we didn't have the receivers. We lost the tight end. All that whole scheme was ran around those players. And if he doesn't do anything to make that game a 24-20, we're still blaming Carson for not stepping up and doing something to make the game
look
good.
Yes.
So I don't get it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Just let the guy play freaking football. He's a Bronco. He's built the buck. Let him buck. Appreciate you guys taking my call.
There he is, Davon. Yep.
Until he's not
bucking anymore, Ike. That's the problem. You feeding him all these apples and oats and giving him the good stuff is fine.
Well, how about this?
Yeah.
How about this? Why not look at it this way? With all the things he did this offseason to try to make himself stronger, put his body in the best position to be able to withstand hits like that.
Right.
How about the fact he took the hit and was able to finish the game? I know some quarterbacks got hit and their season is over with, or at least half of it is over with.
Yeah, he spoke today and he said he's sore, but there's no...
And he said for it being a Wednesday, I feel pretty
good.
It's not
bad. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's football. You're going to be sore. Every player is sore after the game. The guy got hit.
He took shots.
My point is everybody talks about how brittle he is and everything. The guy was able to get up and finish the game. It didn't make him gun shy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't become nervous back there after those hits.
Mm-mm.
He still made plays that had he not made those plays, you're not in that game.
No, you're not.
And this is after he took the big hit.
No, he was.
He played better after the hit.
He played in the fourth quarter. He was unbelievable in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they should have won the game. I mean, he did.
He did his.
He couldn't have done
thing.
Anything else.
See, and I'm doing this by focusing on him. I didn't get on Nelson about the drop pass. I didn't get on Zach Ertz about not running that route deep enough that Carson hit him with on time. Had it been a yard deeper, that's forward progress. That's a first down. I feel confident teams going in to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the benefit of saying that. You know why? Because he made the right read on the right call, and the guy still didn't run the play the way it was supposed to be run. Right?
Right.
Can we agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not like last year when he tried to force it into Alshon instead of throwing it to Biggie Smallwood in the flats against Carolina. He made the right play. He didn't get greedy, try to throw it in the end zone on fourth down. He went to pick up the first down. Remember that?
He did.
That was a sticking point for a lot of people last year in that Carolina game. Instead of picking up the obvious first down with the running back in the flat, he's trying to be greedy and be the star and throw it to Alshon in the end zone. That was a narrative.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
He made the right read to the first down, and the guy didn't run the route the way it was supposed to be run.
The only thing that I will say about Carson on Sunday night is that if he has to play like that, he's never going to last. I don't want it to sound like that I'm criticizing him.
No, I don't think you are. I think when you say it, like if you were to add, Doug needs to change up the game plan.
Doug,
they need to help Carson.
That's a great point.
You almost make it as if Carson is doing something to hurt the team when really he's doing what's required of him to give the team a chance to win.
So how about this? If
you run the football, then maybe Carson doesn't have to do that. If the offensive line blocks better in the running game, then maybe he doesn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hang tight on the Eagles, but we got to put this out there. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you're looking to get engaged, guys, there's one place to go. The pros at Mark's Jewelers, Montgomeryville, PA, Route 309, marks-jewelers.com. You should check this place out. It's amazing. Huge, huge place. So HBO yesterday puts out a question on their Twitter and says, who are your favorite three HBO characters? And it's like, wow, it's not even fair to ask a question like that. Today's James Gandolfini's birthday.
Tony!
Born in 1961. Whether you're talking about your favorite, because if it's your favorite, that's your favorite. But the best character of any HBO show is Tony Soprano. It's not even close.
It's not even close.
And we didn't see Game of Thrones, so we can't talk about that show. The Wire is an unbelievable show, but they don't have the character of a Tony Soprano, right?
No, they don't. Love The Wire.
Which season's this? Season one.
That's season one.
The original?
Remember, the intro music changes every season.
But
the same lyrics, but the
driving home
the
last
music
night
is different.
I found a YouTube thread that just plays all of them in a row. It's like 8 minutes.
Yeah, man, I love that show.
It gives me chills just hearing it.
The show was so good. It's hard to pick out one guy to say he was the best in the series.
And by the way, The Sopranos had characters that were amazing, but Tony was the clear number one, not even close.
Yep.
I mean, talking about Syl, Christopher, Junior, Paulie, Big Pussy, you know, Dante.
Yeah, Silvio Dante.
Silvio Dante, yeah. Ralphie Cifaretto.
Yep.
Janice Adriana.
Yep.
I hated Janice.
Yep.
Hated her. Carmella.
Yep.
Phil Leotardo may be my favorite character in the entire show.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny Sachs.
Artie Bucco.
Hesh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I love Hesh.
Patsy Parisi.
Yeah. And Patsy had a twin.
Yeah, he did.
Had a twin. They shot him.
They killed him.
Yeah, they killed him. Yeah, love them all, man.
All right, so what do we got? Top three.
I love all those dudes,
Fritz,
man.
You have not seen Sopranos, but you have seen Game of Thrones, and you said you were forced to watch The Wire, and you were bullied into saying it was good. But we also
really, you didn't like The Wire?
It was okay.
I
like The Wire a lot. It's just like everyone says, oh, you gotta love The Wire. It's like, okay, it was good.
Season one was good, not great. Season five was bad. The rest of the seasons were unbelievable.
You talking about The Wire?
No.
Yeah, season two of The Wire is horrible.
Two, three, four were unbelievable.
You didn't like the Doc series?
I thought it was a complete waste of my time.
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
It was horrible. Three and four were unbelievable. That was horrible.
All right. Well, see, the great thing.
First of all, every season was good. Five was the worst of the bunch to me.
Yes, so, I agree.
Yeah. They were trying to find a way to wrap it up.
It's tough. Sopranos, 86 episodes, and I think it's safe to say 90% were a grade of an A for me. I mean, it's such a great show.
Love it.
Right? But we also have a lot of other HBO shows. Game of Thrones, which we don't talk enough about. True Detective, I think Fritz has a character in there in his top three. Who are your top three? Give them to me.
One good season in it. For me?
Yes.
I would go Tony Soprano.
Right.
I would go... See, The Wire is so tough. I can't.
Who do you pick?
I can't. I like.
I went Stringer Bell.
See, I'm a McNulty guy.
And Stringer Bell wasn't even in the whole show.
I know. I'm a Bubbles guy. Bubbles was in all five seasons,
all
the way to the end. Love Bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Herc and Carve, love them.
I interviewed Herc in person. He started following me on Twitter. He probably unfollowed me since then.
Love Freeman. I love all the people in The Wire, man. I can't pick out Lieutenant Daniels. I love them all, man.
Major Cantrell?
Major Cantrell's one of my guys. Used to be one of my workout buddies.
All right, so check it out. I went Tony Soprano.
Hold on. Larry David and I'm going with my favorite. Now, hold on, I'm going with my favorite. Mm-hmm. Oh, were you going Larry David?
I did not include him.
Oh, you didn't include Larry David?
Okay. No, because it's him. It's not a character. Right. That's why I couldn't.
Larry David and you said our favorite, right? I'm going Johnny Drama, Entourage.
Oh, you went Entourage?
Yeah.
I went Entourage. I went with a character for no one would ever expect it. Hank Kingsley. You know who that is?
No. No.
Hank Kingsley's from the Larry Sanders Show.
Larry Sanders?
I love the Larry Sanders Show, man.
Oh,
he was the Ed McMahon
show.
Character. Yes. He would say, hey now. Stole from Howard Stern. 888-729-9494. Yes, that was
back in the day, Larry Sanders.
A big Larry Sanders. I didn't go out of BC or anybody like that from Oz.
I can't believe neither of you have any Entourage.
Why don't you go Arliss?
I thought that show wasn't very good. It was good enough.
I loved Arliss. Robert Wall.
But if
Arliss.
You did it today, it wouldn't be as good.
Remember the show? This is a show back in the day. First and 10.
Bulls Do It Again.
Yeah, First and
Terrible.
10.
Terrible. Kathy Ireland was – no, was that the movie? There was a movie that was similar to the HBO show.
Yes, that was the movie.
Was Kathy Ireland in the movie or the HBO show? Because wasn't O.J. in the show?
Yes, O.J. was in First and 10. Yes. Yes. And I think that's where they got the whole – well, Arliss – Ari came from Arliss.
Yeah.
Because
Arliss was
an agent. That's where that came from. Yeah. Ari Gold was Arliss.
Ari should probably be on the list in front of Hank Kingsley.
Yeah. I love Ari Gold.
Entourage as a whole, though, completely overrated.
No.
First couple seasons were good, but no. I just totally fell off the – it became boring. 888-729-9494. So add that to the conversation on Twitter and on the Marks and Reese show. That's coming up next.
And The Wire, Soprano, and Game of Thrones. Yeah. Those are the top three shows on HBO history?
Yeah.
Those are the top three.
Yeah, no doubt. Jon Snow, I guess, would have to be included.
Curb is a comedian, comic show, but...
It was Entourage, kind of.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why I wouldn't put those the top three. That's why I go drama. I go Sopranos. What did you call it? The Game of Thrones. I didn't even see that nonsense.
Yeah, but Entourage...
How is that nonsense?
Entourage
is dragons and ghouls and goblins.
Entourage would have 24-minute shows or 22-minute shows. Before you knew it was over. I was like, come on, man, really?
Yes, you're right.
888-729.
We hated it. We used to be like, it better not be a 24-minute show.
It was.
Yep.
888-729.
Good thing the movie saved it.
No, oh my God, I've never seen it.
The movie?
Wait, I want to see another 90-minute episode? That's what it was.
It's 2 hours.
Oh, God. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We come back. Brian Baldinger coming up at 4 o'clock. What did he see? And what does he think the answer is to getting the Eagles offense going in the first half? We'll talk to Baldy. Brian Baldinger coming up at 4 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. But listen, we're not waiting for months, right? Remember like back in June, we'd be like, oh, man, a couple more months. There's no couple more months. We're here right now. Baseball's winding down. Football's kicking in a high gear. Hockey and basketball right around the corner. It doesn't get any better than this. Well, it came with the DraftKings Sportsbook. Get in on the action with their best offer yet. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. More on that in a second. But DraftKings Sportsbook's America's top-rated sportsbook app. With football season underway, they have great promotions that are running all month long. This week...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.